good Sunday morning. I got a notification through an email saying that Anchor missed me because I haven't done a podcast in a while. And this morning just seemed like the perfect time to do so. I hope this finds you all well. It is Sunday morning, and I'm home, not at church. I have not been feeling my best, so I decided to stay home this morning and give myself one more day of rest before we start out this new week, this new week that is the Thanksgiving holiday. And that's kind of where I find myself this morning. And I wanted to just discuss it with you guys and see if any of you can relate. You know, the holidays, especially on social media, the TV, you know, you turn on the Hallmark Channel and everything is just so perfect, so happy, so, you know, season of glee. And, you know, the reason as Christians that we celebrate this season is definitely all of those things. It's the hope of hope. It's the joy of joy. It's the birth of our Savior. So when I zone in on that, you know, I can get hopeful and happy and have a joyful heart and the things that what the season is really about. What happens though, and I would guess probably most of us, because we're so self-absorbed, our eyes are fixed on us and what we need and what we want right here on earth, that we miss all of that. And even during this season when things are difficult, you know, the real hardship here on earth and in this flesh and blood, you know, this season is extremely tough for me and my family. I was actually looking at my journal entry from a year ago today, and I wanted to just read a little bit of it. So this was on November 20th, 2021. Oh, Father, show me your glory. Can you please give me a glimpse into what the future holds? ? Lord, forgive me for asking. What lack of trust I have. You have been nothing but faithful to me. All the blessings. Lord, I praise you. Even when it hurts. And then I have next talking about this trip to Texas will be hard. Time away from my family, being with my parents, my mom's health, so much, Lord. Still missing Piper Jane. I'm missing Tori. Presley struggles. Concerns for Dylan and Jackson. Lord, calm my storm. And please help me to keep my eyes fixed on Jesus. Give me Jesus. Help me to praise always. Give me Jesus. It's not about me. I don't need sympathy, Lord. I need strength, your strength. In Jesus' name, love me. So that was exactly 365 days from today. And it is crazy how I ask him for a glimpse of what the future holds, because I had no clue that from that day until March, it would be a battle like no other battle that I had ever faced, that my family had ever faced. So these holidays, this holiday, this 2022 year, there are a lot of triggers for me. And that's just in the season that I am right now. With my mom dying, my dad dying, my mother-in-law dying, still missing Piper, still the struggles with my children here and there. There's a lot of things that are triggering me. And I sat down and I was writing down some of the things that trigger me. And one of the things that I didn't even realize was the word hospice is a major trigger for me right now. And why shouldn't it be? You know, hospice was used for Piper. It was used for my mom. It was used for my dad. I got very familiar with the terms and how that the people, you know, spoke to family members and spoke to the patient, and their very calm and loving voice. And at times it was almost annoying, you know, but it's because they knew. They knew the future. And they had dealt with it many, many times. And so they were just trying to help us prepare. Even in the state where we were not even equipped to think about the day that we would say goodbye. So hospice has been one of those triggers for me. I was watching a show last night on Netflix, and I had to stop because I could feel the anxiety build up in me, because there was a hospice situation on the show. And I've shared that I've been going to a therapist since the end of March, not long after Mother, Dawn's mom, passed away, because I knew I just couldn't do this anymore on my own. It was way too much for me to handle. And, you know, we're working through a lot of the triggers. We're working through a lot of ways to acknowledge the struggles, to acknowledge the triggers, to acknowledge the feelings that they bring, to not push them down and pretend that they're not there because they're real, but to learn how to handle them in a healthy manner. And it takes me back to, you know, my journal entry and then Jeremiah 29:11. I had read it a million times, and just this past week, it's just hit me in a completely different way. And I'm still working out on what God is actually saying to me through it. I think a lot of times we take this scripture and we twist it to make us feel better for the here and now. But Jeremiah 29:11, and here Jeremiah the prophet, if I'm not mistaken, wrote this in captivity, you know, and he was receiving, you know, the words from God, and God was telling him to speak his word. And so he was speaking it out to his people who also were in captivity. They were slaves. And he reads this: "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Now, I don't know about you, but when you're in the middle of captivity, when you're in the middle of bondage, when you're in the middle of hurt and pain and struggle, those words can sometimes cause you to roll your eyes, cause you to be like, really, God? Sitting here cleaning my mother, who's about to die, in the bedroom that I grew up in, dealing with my past trauma that occurred in this house that I'm in, trying to bite my tongue to not say your name because it upsets my dad, missing my children, missing my husband. Lack of sleep. And have no clue when I'm going to get to go home. And you know the plans you have for me. Plans to prosper me and not harm me. Plans to give me hope in a future. That ain't easy. But, you know, even as I was saying the words that I know I probably felt from time to time, questioning God, doubting Him, losing my hope and faith, was so much more harmful for me than any traumatic experience I had to go through this past year. Not trusting him with my future, with my present. Not remembering Romans 8:28, and all things God is working good for those who love him and who have been called for his purpose. Allowing the heartache and the struggle to cloud the hope that can only come from Christ. That's where my true harm came. That's where things got really tough. That's where I opened up myself to the lies of Satan. The days alone in my bed. We're here in this journal entry a year ago today. I'm begging him, I don't want anything but strength. Just your strength, Father, to get me through. And here I am 365 days later, even though it was bumpy, and even though there was days where I didn't stand very strong, he fulfilled this prayer. Every single word. So I can look into this holiday and I can look at all the triggers that are still coming up. You know, I told you that the word hospice is really, really hard for me. You know, just hospitals in general are really, really hard for me right now. Texas, the word Texas gets me every single time. And you know what's crazy about all this is that I'm currently writing my book, or going through my second edit, and all it's about is all the things of my life, including this past year. And so I'm having to revisit them. And I've questioned if I should be doing that or not right now. My therapist thinks it's a good idea. And I think it is too. I think it's a good idea for me to sit here and talk to you about this. The more I say it, the more I feel it, the more I let it out instead of keeping it in, the more healing's going to come. And not even that. Sharing it out loud for others to hear. God's going to use it. And he's going to be glorified. Which is the point of it all. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Our hope is Jesus. Our future is eternity in heaven with our Savior. Our hope is Jesus. And our future is eternity in heaven with Jesus. And we get that twisted. You know, the reality of it is, and people try to answer it and try to give the explanations. You know, it seems that some people's lives are easier than others. Some people are healed of cancer. Some people are not. Some people get to hold their babies. Some people don't. Some people have amazing relationships with their parents, and some don't. Some have all the money and some don't. Some have mental illness and some don't. And for us to even try to explain it or to understand it makes sense of it, bring it to a level that we can handle and helps us to sleep better at night. It's not for us to understand. It's not for us to try to explain. When we get asked the questions, it's for us to lead them back to Christ. Or lead them to Christ. To show them that His promises are true even in the middle of the storm. That Jeremiah 29:11 is not just words. Wasn't just a little pep talk to help them get through. It was a truth. We have a good and loving God, and He doesn't want to harm us. But the reality of sin is just truth. It's what's on this earth. It's what we were born into. And nothing's going to change that. Sin is here. So God's plans weren't to harm us. Disobedience is what caused that. At no fault of God. But even though we harmed ourselves and we continue to harm ourselves, God's plan is still to give us hope in a future. And He did it. It's done. It was done at the cross. It started at the birth of our Savior, which goes back to the beginning of this message of this season and how it can be so hard. Because of the pain and struggles of this life. I go back to my journal entry. Please help me to keep my eyes fixed on Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. It's not about me. I was born into poverty. I was born into parents who didn't have their stuff all together. Alcohol, drug abuse. I was born into child abuse. Sexual abuse. Mental health. Over this past year, I've lost a lot. And I'm saying I because I'm talking about me. My family, I'm including, but this is just from my perspective. I. Very significant losses. Not that they have to be. There's level of loss, but I'm saying mine were very significant. Even more than just the fact of death. Death wasn't even the scariest part of it all. It was the reality of the end to relationships with my parents that I had hoped for, and now I'll never have. I could have, and there's been moments where I could just give up. I've had some scary moments this past year. I praise God for therapy. I praise God for a good Christian therapist. I praise God for prayer. I praise God for the strength to keep going. But I can look back on my 50 years and see such hope, abundant hope. Through it all. Jeremiah 29:11 has been, I can see it in my entire life. God has given me hope and a future. And his name is Jesus. So this holiday season, if it's tough for you, for whatever reason, there's Jesus. The greatest gift of all. There's Jesus. Thank you, and talk to you soon. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and you are enough. Bye.